The Central Ohio Transit Authority has been studying big picture changes on how it shuffles people around the region. They've just unveiled the results of 2 years worth of studies and public input. They're calling this vision for the future COTA Next Gen. Here to talk about it is Michael Bradley, COTA's Vice President for Planning and Service Development. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on your show, Steve.
This plan that you're put out that you're giving to people at public meetings, you can also see a picture at WOSU.org. It shows 13 possible new routes. Three of them are identified as possible rail, either commuter rail or light rail. 10 are possibly traditional bus routes. But this could change, right? Some could be rail, some could be bus rapid transit. All of this could change, and none of these are necessarily rail.
Yes, that's true. At this particular level of a study, we want to identify which corridors could compete and which modes are possible. And as we move forward through the process, we've been able to define those corridors that are more likely to compete for any federal money, the ones that are more likely to be successful. And then the second group that we defined in the map, which shows as blue, is potentially some corridors that could qualify, may potentially meet a little bit more development. And there's ones that are show up in orange that are viable with additional growth. There's going to be some additional development needed along those corridors, but they are viable with some additional development.
What makes a project competitive or viable for federal funding, especially a light rail or commuter project?
With a light rail or commuter, and I'm going to throw BRT in there because
that's
all
bus rapid transit, right?
Correct, bus rapid transit.
Large buses, often articulated in the middle. They're just big buses, basically.
Yeah, what we're looking at would be mostly the 60-foot articulated buses. You could use 40-foot like we're using on Cleveland Avenue. But to qualify, you have to follow the federal process and the Federal Transit Administration and look at their criteria. Ridership, capital costs are real important to compete with the rest of the projects that are going on around the country. There's only a limited number of projects that actually make it through the process each year.
If a project does get the quote-unquote green light from the federal government, from the FTA, there is still a large element of local control, right? They can say if two different methods are deemed equal or very close to equal, there is some local control, right?
Yes, there is. And to be a little more specific, this project is not going to identify, or this study, the mode, the alignment, and where it starts and where it ends at this phase. There needs to be one more study with more detail to be submitted in order to get approved to move forward if you were going through the FTA process.
Central Ohioans have long heard about the possibility of light rail or commuter rail, the 3C project that was nixed by Governor Kasich a few years ago. We've heard about a project that could connect Columbus to Chicago. I think people are pretty skeptical now to the idea of rail here. How feasible or likely or how possible is this?
I would first say that, you know, what we've heard generally from the public is they're looking for all kind of alternative forms of transportation, whether that's bike share programs, whether that's car share programs, or whether it's transit. And as the community here develops, MORPC has estimated by 2050 that we're going to receive about another 1 million people, residents in the region. And our transit network and the system is going to have to evolve probably to larger vehicles to handle those more dense corridors. So we have to look at alternatives. I don't know when we will get each or any of those modes, but I know it will come someday.
Mike Bradley is the Vice President of Planning and Development for the Central Ohio Transit Authority. We've been talking about COTA's Next Gen initiative that identified 3 rail corridors and 10 new bus routes as possibilities for the future. Thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate it.